वेदयाद् एकदा कृतमानस्ते वावाग्यागोपदारका कृष्णो विदौ भक्षितवान् इति वक्तव्यवेदयम्। एकदा कृतमानस्ते वावाजा गोपदारका कृष्णोरिदं 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 भक्षितवान् इति वक्तव्यवेदयम्। एकदा Once upon a time, now Krishna, being still more grown up, was playing with other children of the same age. Baba Adya, Balaram and others. Gopadaraka. Other boys born in the same neighborhood of the cowherd men. Krishnabhidam Bhakshitavam. Oh mother, Krishna has eaten earth. A complaint was lodged. Iti thus, Matre unto Mother Yashoda. They submitted. Translation. One day while Krishna was playing with his small playmates, including Balaram and other sons of the gopis, all his friends came together and lodged a complaint to Mother Yashoda. Mother, they submitted, Krishna has eaten earth. Purport. Here's another of Krishna's transcendental activities invented to please the gopis. First, a complaint was lodged with Mother Yashoda about Krishna's stealing, but Mother Yashoda did not chastise him. Now, in an attempt to awaken Mother Yashoda's anger so that she would chastise Krishna, another complaint was invented, that Krishna had eaten earth. Read the translation of the next two verses. Upon hearing this from Krishna's playmates, Mother Yashoda, who was always full of anxiety over Krishna's welfare, picked Krishna up with her hands to look into his mouth and chastise him. Her eyes fearful, she spoke to her son as follows. Dear Krishna, why are you so restless that you have eaten dirt in a solitary place? This complaint has been lodged against you by all your playmates, including your elder brother Balaram. How is this? Purport. Mother Yashoda was agitated by Krishna's restless misbehavior. Her house was full of sweetmeats. Why then should the restless boy eat dirt in a solitary place? Krishna replied, my dear mother, they have plotted together and lodged a complaint against me so that you will punish me. My elder brother Balaram has joined them. Actually, I have not done this. Take my words as true. Do not be angry and chastise me. So, Krishna's pastimes are so wonderful. So, here's another very famous pastime of Krishna's, is eating dirt and then showing his mother the universe. This is a very favorite pastime of the devotees. So all these pastimes are giving pleasure to all of Krishna's devotees, including when we hear from the Srimad Bhagavatam all these stories. This is the one solace of material life. Material life is so miserable. So what to do? So we have all these transcendental literatures, and we have the transcendental forms of the Lord, and we have Krishna Prasadam. So there's activities to do. Srila Prabhupada has given us so many activities that we can do. We go out on the street and we chant Hare Krishna. So this used to be the main activity that the devotees used to do. Every day for hours and hours they would go out and sometimes 7-8 hours, maybe longer. And so many people would see the devotees chanting, and the devotees would offer them a Back to Godhead magazine, and sometimes you'd even have some prasadam for them, and they'd also hear the holy name, and we'd invite everyone back to our Sunday feast. And I can recall that, you know, we had maybe 10 or 15 devotees, but sometimes we get 100 people for the Transcendental Love Feast. So Srila Prabhupada is giving us transcendental engagement so that the miseries of this material world wouldn't affect us so much, because we'd be absorbed in something higher. The material world is not going to get any better. The material world will go on for eternity being a very miserable place. Dukkhayam, Shashvatam, temporary miserable. Birth, death, old age, and disease, so many things. Miseries from other living entities, miseries from our own mind and body, miseries from the weather. Very depressing. Plus we have faults. We have this cheating propensity. So here they're saying Krishna is eating dirt. So Krishna is saying, no, I'm not eating any dirt. He's cheating, lying a little here. And the common man, the imperfect senses, so like the little child will think, oh, maybe this tastes good, so he'll be eating some dirt due to imperfect senses. And under illusion, he's trying to enjoy, so he's making a mistake. These four propensities of living entity, they're kind of mixed together. They're not really that separate. They're all sort of one leading to the other in a lot of ways. So here, Krishna's exhibiting some of these propensities, but they're very ecstatic for the devotees to hear. Whereas in the material world, all these things are nasty business. Nobody likes a cheetah. No one likes someone lying. And then who's happy when he's in illusion? And who's happy when he's making some mistake? Or, you know, the senses are not giving him the perception that he ought to get from them. So these are all miserable conditions. But when Krishna exhibits these transcendental pastimes, although we may see some situation like that, they're all very enjoyable. The devotees love to hear about them. So the material world is just opposite the transcendental world. Even sometimes the materialist is very expert in insulting others, but sometimes in the transcendental pastimes, Krishna is also insulting. like that. But for them, it's very funny. It's very ecstatic. Like he's telling that one Mataji that she's very beautiful, that she has a stomach like a drum. And then he's saying, and your breasts are so wonderful, they're like dried out string beans. So he's insulting her. She said, you should marry the king of the monkeys. So then, meanwhile, she looks at Krishna, she says, no, actually I cannot marry the king of the monkeys, because I have already given my heart to you. I will simply marry you. And all the gopi girls are laughing and jumping up and down at the hasita, big smiles, hearing this funny conversation between Krishna and one of the older gopis. So, whatever we do in the material world is nasty business. So that's why Prabhupada has given us this full-time process of Krishna consciousness, which is not so easy to do. It's actually easy if you do it. What makes it not easy is that you don't do it. So it's not very pleasurable, the material world. There's so many anomalies. So more and more we have to somehow or other beat our mind, shoot a stick, morning, night, so that we utilize our senses, our mind, and intelligence in Krishna's service. His service is eternal, but sometimes we forget. We forget about Krishna's service, and we want to enjoy. So we have this giant material creation. Krishna can create it instantaneously. It's not a problem for him. He can accompany every living entity as a super soul. Also not a problem for him. He can make all arrangements, how hundreds of thousands of people come together and react this way and that way. And that's also not a problem for Krishna. Krishna can do this with trillions of living beings. He's very expert. If we have to make arrangements with two or three or four people, it sometimes seems impossible. But Krishna can make arrangements with everyone. So Krishna will arrange that we can come to this world and we can try to be the enjoyer. We can try to be the maintainer. We can try to be the most dear friend. We can try to be the Lord, like that. We can come here and make that attempt. But it's never, ever, ever successful. When we leave, too, Prabhupada explains in the fourth canto of the Paranjan story, we develop a hatred for Krishna's devotional service. He says it exactly like that. We develop a hatred. So we're born with desire and hate, right? We want to enjoy, so we have so many millions of material desires to enjoy, and then we have this hate. There's great hate in the material world. Pretty much everyone hates one another. Everyone's clamoring for universal love, but the reality is universal hate. Isn't it? Gopal Krishna Maharaj always says that. Isn't it? We shouldn't give overly too much credit to the material world. It's not that nice of a place. It's not a loving, friendly, kind, happy place. We see it a tiny bit differently because we're devotees, so we're getting some transcendental pleasure out of the whole situation. But generally speaking, it's no one is that happy. It's dog eat dog, cutthroat. They call it cutthroat. What's worse than the cutthroat? So the material world is like that. It's a cutthroat business. So why do we bother coming here? Big mistake. Imperfect senses, illusion, and cheating. So that's why we come here. And we shouldn't think that we're such a wonderful personality in this material world, because we actually have all these bad qualities in total. And by taking shelter of a pure devotee in this line of Bhava Gaudiya Sampradaya, we can gradually become free from these bad qualities. And the more we become free from these bad qualities, the more we'll develop love for devotional service. We won't hate devotional service. We'll love it. And that'll be a happy situation for all of us. As we become more and more Krishna conscious, we see that our life is more and more pleasurable. And we waste less and less time. We don't give Maya much chance to enter. Prabhupada's position was no gap devotional service, that one activity into the next. So this may seem completely impossible, but impossible is a word in the fool's dictionary, Prabhupada said. So it can be done. One has to be very determined. Just like these people want to win an Olympic gold medal. So they're so determined, they're practicing from morning till night. Some of them are like 6-year-olds or something, or even younger, I think. They're training them from morning till night so they can someday, maybe, if they're lucky and everything goes right, they can win a gold medal. So this is so much more valuable than any gold medal or any stock of gold. We know about that one personality threw away his touchstone, which anything would turn to gold. He was turning everything to gold, but after a while he was thinking, there must be something better than this. Because he wasn't that happy, even though all his material desires were being fulfilled. Sometimes you have a lifetime where your material desires are being fulfilled, but you're still miserable. You're still completely miserable. So anyway, he knew there had to be something better. And then he was given the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then he could understand, yes, this is much better. The material world was horrible, and this is wonderful. So what should we take, the material world or the spiritual world? So Prabhupada and all the acharyas are recommending that we take to the spiritual world as rapidly as possible. Sometimes we forget about who we are and what we are. We're actually eternal spirit souls. So anyway, when Paranjan, when he became a woman in his next life, then because of his piety, somehow or other, he was married to a very great spiritual personality. So when her husband died and she was lamenting like anything, which is proper, but then all of a sudden this Brahman came out of nowhere and he said, don't you remember me? Actually, the Brahman was the super soul, and the super soul was there with all of us, and whenever we're down and out and hopeless, then the super soul, sometimes he says, hey, there's something you're forgetting. Me, no, it's something you're forgetting the super soul. So let's read just a bit. I wanted to read because those are short purports. So I just wanted to read some of the Krishna conscious philosophy, enter this into the equation. So the Brahman, he says, don't you remember me? The Brahman continued, my dear friend, even though you could not immediately recognize me, can't you remember that in the past you had a very intimate friend? Unfortunately, you gave up my company and accepted a position as enjoyer of this material world. Are you enjoying yet? No, this is an extra, this is an add-on. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Icha Dresha Samuttera Dunda Mohaya Mahata Sava Bhuttari Sammohan Savya Yata Param Tapa. O Sayaram Mah, Arjuna, O conqueror of the foe, all of the entities are born into delusion, overcome by the dualities of desire and hate. This is an explanation of how the living entity falls down into this material world. In the spiritual world, there is no duality, nor is there hate. The Supreme Personality of God expands himself into many in order to enjoy bliss more and more. The Supreme Lord expands himself in different categories, as mentioned in Varaha Purana. He expands himself into Vishnu Tattva, the Swabster expansion, and his marginal potency, the Vibhi Damsa, or the living entity. These expanded living entities are innumerable, just as the minute molecules of sunshine are innumerable expansions of the sun. The Vibhi Damsa expansions, the marginal potencies of the Lord, are the living entities. When the living entities desire to enjoy themselves, they develop a consciousness of duality and come to hate the service of the Lord. In this way, the living entities fall into the material world. In the Prema Bhavata, it is said, Krishna Mahi Mukkahara Moga Vanchakari Nikatasta Mayatare Dapatiya Dare. The natural position of the living entity is to serve the Lord in a transcendental loving attitude. When the living entity wants to become Krishna himself or imitate Krishna, he falls down into the material world. Since Krishna is the Supreme Father, his affection for the living entity is eternal. When the living entity falls down into the material world, the Supreme Lord, through his Swamsa expansion, Paramatma, keeps company with the living entity. In this way, the living entity may someday return home, back to Godhead. By misusing his independence, the living entity falls down from the service of the Lord and takes a position in this material world as an enjoyer. That is to say, the living entity takes his position within a material body. Wanting to take a very exalted position, the living entity instead becomes entangled in a repetition of birth and death. He selects his position as a human being, a demigod, a cat, a dog, a tree, etc. In this way, the living entity selects a body out of the 8,400,000 forms and tries to satisfy himself by a variety of material enjoyment. The Supersoul, however, does not like him to do this. Consequently, the Supersoul instructs him to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord then takes charge of the living entity. But unless the living entity is uncontaminated by material desires, he cannot surrender to the Supreme Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Muktaram Jagatapasam Savaloka Maheshwaram Suridam Savam Bhutaram Yatvamam Shanti Grikshati. The sages, knowing me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attain peace from the pangs of material miseries. The Supreme Lord is the supreme friend of everyone. However, no one can take advantage of the Supreme Friend's instructions while making his own plans to become happy and entangling himself in the modes of material nature. When there is creation, the living entities take on different forms according to past desires. This means that all the species or forms of life are simultaneously created. Darwin's theory stating that no human being existed from the beginning, but that humans evolved after many, many years, is simply a nonsensical theory. Is that clear? Is it clear enough? Simply a nonsensical theory. From Vedic literature, we find that the first creature in the universe is Lord Brahma. Being the most intelligent personality, Lord Brahma could take charge of creating all the varieties found within this material world. So Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple, and it's difficult for the crooked. So if we're finding it difficult, maybe we should note that maybe we're still a little crooked. We have to be, it's impossible. We have to be humble and at the same time fired up to spread Krishna consciousness. Beacon humble and bold simultaneously. This is a Krishna conscious pure devotee. The beacon humble but also bold. How can one do that? This is all by the mercy of Krishna. The pure devotee completely surrenders to Krishna, so Krishna gives him all the qualities, just like his qualities. So this is our hope. We're hoping against hope. And that hope is giving us great pain. Rupa Goswami said, even though I'm completely unqualified, my only desire is to spread Krishna consciousness all over the whole world. Bhakti Siddhanta Ji, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Ji, he said in about 1930, he said that very shortly, maybe not immediately, but very soon, one of my disciples will travel across the ocean and bring the whole world back to Krishna. So that was his prediction. So Prabhupada has always begged us to help him in this endeavor. Any endeavor requires so much facility. So this is a big endeavor to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. It's not a part-time job. Nor will we be happy with it as a part-time job. We can see that there's 24 hours in a day, we waste a lot of time. And we can also see that Srila Prabhupada wasn't wasting any time. It was inconceivable. He was just every second utilizing it for Krishna's service. This is a very advanced state. All Lakshmi, everyone comes to the world for women and money. But the pure devotees using all the money and all the women in Krishna's service. This is the actual proper state. In the material world, everyone's mad after money and women. This is a disease. The worst association, there's really bad association in the material world. It's a rusty woman. A rusty woman is really bad association. The worst association that is a man who's attracted to the rusty woman. And even worse than that is a rusty man who's attracted to another rusty man, hoping that he'll get some of the women that he can't get on his own. So this is the lowest creature. So all this attraction for money and women isn't really making anyone happy. So all this money, all these women, whatever we have, has to be utilized in Krishna's service. Otherwise, it will be failure. And this is too important. This is too important of a movement. We can't afford to fail. Anyway, we fail, but Prabhupada said, if we don't spread Krishna consciousness, someone else will come along and spread it. So all of us can take the credit, or someone else will take the credit. So these things are going on. And any day we can surrender. It's not that it's all too late. As a matter of fact, Krishna has us all caught. Once we take to the Krishna consciousness movement, we're all caught. We're caught on that hook. But sometimes he sees we don't want to surrender completely. So he lets out the reel a little bit. So the fish plays around for a while. But then at a certain point, Krishna forces us to understand that we have to surrender again. This is, Krishna's very expert. He's been trying to save conditioned souls since time immemorial. It's not that Krishna's not completely expert, but the spirit soul is rascal, plus the spirit soul has eternal independence. Just like God, we're also free. We want to be free too. We want to fly in those free skies. We don't want to be entangled by the three modes of material nature. No one's happy to be a foolish conditioned soul. So we want to fly in that freedom, like Narada Muni. Narada Muni's happy to see all the Chandalas and Malechas chanting Hare Krishna. This gives him great pleasure. Plus, one can go back home, back to Godhead in this very lifetime, if he becomes as determined as Dhruva Maharaj. And then Prabhupada said, and then you can take me with you back to Godhead, like Dhruva Maharaj took his original guru, his mother, took her back to Godhead with him. Anyway, we have all these wonderful pastimes of Krishna, eating dirt, and all the material qualities are bad, but when those material qualities are transformed into spiritual life, then all these qualities that everyone has, they're all good, they're all pleasurable. So that's the difference between material and spiritual. Material means suffering, and spiritual means eternally pleasurable, happy. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Are there any comments or questions? Yes.
Question isn't answered here, I don't think, as at least they didn't hear today, that whether Krishna ate the dirt or not.
What's that?
Whether Krishna ate dirt or not.
We're going to hear that later, maybe. I think the Acharyas might have more. It sounds like there's a definite, you know, where's the proof? Where's the proof that I ate dirt? So they're trying to establish the proof in the next verse. And they can't actually establish. I don't think they can get Krishna. Krishna's expert.
There's some evidence, though.
Was there evidence?
If you go there to Vrindavan at Brahmanda Ghat, where this pastime took place, they're selling prasadam.
Yeah. Well, Krishna's pretty tricky. Everyone in the material world thinks they're tricky, but they're not as tricky as Krishna. If you think you're going to cheat Krishna, you got a surprise coming. Krishna's going to cheat you. But even that's for your benefit, ultimately. Any other questions? Yes. Sorry. Wait for the... we're broadcasting to millions worldwide.
But when you were reading the purport about Paramatma...
Yes, that was a good purport, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. Beautiful. You said in there something about in the spiritual world, maybe I just misheard it, said in the spiritual world there's no desire or hate.
Yeah, it says that. There's no desire or hate.
No desire?
No desire for material sense enjoyment. There's no unlimited desire. There's millions and trillions of desires. That's one thing. In the material world, there's millions and trillions of desires, right? And then in the spiritual world, there's just one desire serving Krishna. But that also expands into millions of things. Where in the material world, there's really only one desire, not serving Krishna. So there's only two desires, not serving Krishna and serving Krishna. But they expand unlimitedly, as you can see in the material world, but in the spiritual world even more so. There's way more things to do in Krishna's service than there is to do in the material world. As a matter of fact, the material world gets really, really boring after a while. Really boring.
What does it say? Read it again. It says...
Okay. Okay, in the spiritual world, there is no duality. Nor is there hate. So no, he doesn't say it there. There's no duality. Nor is there hate. Any other questions? Yes, Mataji. Sri Devi Dasi.
Well, isn't it like in the spiritual world we have our spiritual senses, instead of here we have our material senses, so, and also like...
They're the same senses. According to the fourth canto, you can read that too. They're the same senses, except they're purified. So now, like just now, that was spiritual. You were asking a spiritual question. So it's not material senses.
I understand that theoretically, but also, like in the spiritual world, we're in bliss constantly. Right? And then here, it's just, we're not. And we're always trying to just, you know, get some spiritual pleasure or material pleasure. But there, it's like,
if we're
constantly
fully
bliss.
Krishna conscious, we're very visible. One time, Prabhupada had a very grave look on his face. And one devotee said to him, "Oh, you look so sad there." And Prabhupada said, "No, I was in ecstasy." Did that answer the question? I sort of
just. I don't personally
feel that. No, it's a gradual process. It's a gradual process. Yeah, it's a gradual process. After many, many births and deaths of culturing knowledge, one becomes a devotee, and then after many births, one could go back to Godhead. But it may not even seem like the coward birds with a lot of anxiety when Krishna's, on top of, in the coils of Kaliya serpent. And Mother Yasoda is in anxiety. He's just saying in this verse here. So there's spiritual anxiety, everything in relationship with Krishna. So if you're anxiety because you didn't make enough prasadam for the devotees, then that's sort of spiritual. But if you're anxiety because you didn't make enough prasadam for yourself, that's a little tinged. A little bit tinged. But still, I mean, ultimately, It's a gradual process. But you can become Krishna conscious in a moment, or it may take millions of years. That's up to you, Prabhupada said. So if you want, you can become Krishna conscious in this very moment. What will that take? Sometimes the super soul asks you, do you want to surrender fully? And you go, no. Sometimes you say, no. I don't know if anyone had that experience. I personally had sort of some kind of experience like that. I don't know why I said no, but I was just trying to be honest. Anything else? Well, where is the Srila Prabhupada?